833-563-2539. Your chance right now to win a John Wick 3 DVD combo pack with Keanu Reeves and Halle Berry.
I know what you're thinking. There's three? Yes, yeah. There are three.
Yeah, get it before four comes out, okay? 833-563-2539. We need two people to play a little game. We're calling it, is it Joe McKenzie or Liv the Web Girl? And these are all factual things. Nothing's fake. They're all real. But your job is to guess if the statement that Porkchop's going to read out is about McKenzie, who's brand new to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
If it's about Liv the Web Girl, or if it's about my handsome self, do I say it, Joe. 833-563-2539. I love this because even I don't know everything about the two ladies in my life with Liv and McKenzie, so I really don't know who it actually is.
Some of them would be so much.
Some would be apparent, like, I passed out after having six cans of Four Loko. I'm like, okay, that's Liv.
I pass out after like half of a can.
Yeah, so I mean, that's an obvious one, but there's so much like we did the other day getting to know you, McKenzie, and you had an uncle that got bit not once but twice by a monkey.
In Mexico.
How?
Fun fact.
That monkey must have been working for the cartel.
Exactly.
And your uncle owed some money that he needed to pay up.
And he got no disease from it, which is the miracle in itself.
All right, let's go to our first teammate this morning, I mean a contestant, Brittany. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you? Tell me a little bit about yourself, Brittany.
Hey, girl, hey.
What do you do?
I'm a waitress at a strip club. I think we've actually had this conversation before.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, in person? Because that's awkward if my wife's listening. But wait a minute.
She's like, yeah, I saw you last night, Joe.
As a waitress, does your establishment serve food?
Do I what?
Does your place serve food, or is it just waitress drinks?
No, we serve food, too.
Okay.
Like, every Friday night, we have a $5 ribeye steak dinner, everything.
Oh, wow. So do you guys have, like, really good breasts, too? Like, are those good? Like, chicken wings and stuff?
Yeah.
All right.
They have 50-cent wings on Mondays. They got all kinds. They got a full three-page menu.
All right. Well, hey, are you ready to play the game?
Yeah.
All right, Brittany, you need to get 3 out of 5 right. And if Brittany doesn't get them right, someone else can, because I got a bunch of facts.
All right. Ooh. Listen up, then guess, is it Joe, McKenzie, or Liv? Here you go, Brittany, your first question.
Who almost cut off their thumb trying to open a package with a kitchen knife? Joe, McKenzie, or Liv? You are correct. It is
Wow.
Joe.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. Go, girl. That was awesome.
I was trying to open up, I forget what it is, but for whatever reason, the plastic containers are so tough to get into, and I was trying to open up something that was sealed inside it from the store, and I had like a little, it was like a paring knife. It's only an inch or two long, but McKenzie, can you, and I'll show you a second, Liv, but it's right here on my thumb.
Oh, no. Oh, he's got a scar.
Yeah, so
That's pretty manly, though, Joe.
Well, thank you. I pride myself on being clumsy with knives. So not bad. One for one. Good job, Brittany.
Okay.
Brittany,
thank you.
Who was once on College Game Day?
College Game Day?
Yes.
Is it Liv?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Brittany! Dang. 2 for 2. Liv, how'd you get on College Game Day?
So Louisville was on College Game Day versus their game with FSU. It was the first game of the season. And so obviously I had to make a giant sign, like it's College Game Day tradition. And if you have a good sign, then they will put you on TV.
Absolutely.
Me and my friend had the best sign in the world. It was Lamar Jackson jumping over Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump because it was election time. And we got on television.
Nice.
It was lit.
All right, well, Brittany, you're pretty good. I feel like you're going to go 3 for 3 here. And let's hear this next question. Is it Joe McKenzie or Liv? Pork Chop, what is it?
Whose first concert was Hanson? Joe, McKenzie, or Liv?
Liv.
I don't even know who Hanson is.
You don't know Mbop?
You don't know Mbop?
Oh,
they're the brothers.
I've heard this song before. I didn't know it was...
Like, before the Joe Bros, we had Hanson.
Yeah, they were the original.
Yes.
Wait, McKenzie, was it you?
No, it was you.
It was me.
It was Joe.
The things we do for love.
They're... And they signed his chest, all three of them.
They did. Before I had chest hair, I did have moobs, so there was plenty of space. No, I actually went to the Hanson concert with a girl I really liked, and I was too shy. I didn't even get a kiss out of the thing. We ended up being friends, so that was cool. But I got to see Mbop.
That'd be a great show. I loved Hanson back in the day.
All right, well, you're still in it, Brittany. You're 2 for 3, so let's see if you can get this next question right and seal the deal up and win that John Wick 3 DVD combo pack.
Who tried CBD gummies and felt absolutely nothing?
Joe.
That is incorrect.
Who was it?
It was me, McKenzie. I wanted to try these gummies because they're like all the rage, right?
Aren't they supposed to make you relax?
Yeah, yes. I thought CBD you had to take for like a month to feel something.
Yeah, like it kind of sets in.
Oh, I bought a whole like thing like gummy vitamins, and they were supposed to like, you know, make you calm and like reduce anxiety, and they're obviously nothing. I felt nothing. I felt no different.
Wait a minute, because I'm just jealous of how happy you are, McKenzie. Like, because I hate the world. I am so happy for you, but I think it works and you don't even realize it. You seem calm and cool.
I don't take them anymore. I tried one thing and I felt nothing, and they were expensive. I was like, this is a waste of money.
If you were any calmer or nicer, we'd have a problem. All right, now listen, I didn't think this would happen, Brittany, but you're down to your last strike here. If you get it right, you're going to win. If not, we're going to have to come visit you and get some wings or some of that steak.
This is it, Britt.
Who had a senior superlative that was worst driver? Joe, McKenzie, or Liv?
No, I even couldn't hear that all the way. I just want to make sure. What was the word? I couldn't understand that word. Who what?
Who had a senior superlative that was worst driver?
Does that mean like they were voted this in school?
Okay, we'll break it down. I don't know what that word meant. That's why I was asking.
Oh, you didn't?
No, so whoops, I kind of gave it away. It's not me. Sorry.
Liv.
Why would you say that?
I don't know.
Be honest.
I feel like I've heard her say that comment before.
That she's a terrible driver?
About somebody being a worse driver.
Yeah, well, she won't admit it, but
that is correct.
Congratulations. Woo!
She did it.
There you go. Hooking you up this morning with the John Wick 3 DVD combo pack. You're the big winner. And Liv, is your license still intact?
For right now, it is, yes.
Okay, good.